Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Hello, everybody. And we have, we're kind of late in showing up, but we are here nonetheless. I want to apologize. There were some studio technical difficulties. So I'm here, and today we're going to be covering various topics. And I wanted to talk about some of the current events that are taking place. And again, I do apologize for those who were listening in and did not quite catch me in the beginning, but we're here now. And I will be back, be right back after this message.
From author Dr. Denise Gotautis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotautis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
I think we should sing this. Let's try this.
I in the
Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, I'm happy for everyone that is joining me for the In the Caribbean radio show, the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. I'm here. As I spoke about earlier, we had a program mix up, but here. So I'm thankful to be here today, and I thank everybody who came to listen in. The main thing that has been on my mind as far as our current events and the various topics that have been happening, most of the things that's been on my mind. It's been a lot of coverage on the diversiveness and the divisions going on in the world. And, you know, there has been some developments, even with the issues, the controversial issues, as far as the statements of afterward made by Kanye West and just in general years back. It seems that I was speaking with an individual, you know, that I was working with today and a few other people, a few customers and everything about, you know, certain things as far as what's going on in the United States, how it's changed, you know, and it's nothing new to those that are listening to the program, how things have changed, how people, you know, have gotten offended by different things. And we got into the topic of race, which is a big issue in America, and it never used to be a really big issue in America, but I mean, well, it did at one time, man, you know, of course, America has a history of, you know, the slave trade and different various things pertaining to race. But as far as, you know, the people that get offended by anything you say, anything you do, everything you say, everything you do, it being racist, you know, is a kind of a trend and a thing that has been going on. And this is something that, you know, I wanted to discuss a little bit about today. Our conversation, it was like, you know, there are so many people in the United States and so many families, and skin color is not necessarily a thing that should determine. And excuse me, you guys, because you might have heard a little yep in the background. This is my little Pomeranian. And as I come in, he's a little puppy. And he just whacked his little head trying to bite my little ankle. This is so silly. But that's what you probably heard. And but anyways, as I was saying, this issue with the race, everybody is getting offended, and there are people who are putting fuel to the fire. They don't believe in peace. They believe in stirring up people's anger. They believe in stirring up controversy, causing a bunch of issues, highlighting things that should not be highlighted. A lot of the times when people get offended, it's stirred up by those who want the attention. In other cases, any kind of attention is good and everything. And all the attention that people are seeking is not good attention. Now people seek good attention, bad attention. And they sit there and they feed off of that. This is what the enemy, this is what I would say that the devil feeds off. He feeds off of people's anger. It's like an energy vampire. And this is the things that's happening widespread. When you put things constantly on the air and things that are negative in nature and things that are offensive in nature, things that are pitting people against each other, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get low vibrational energy, and it's going to sap your energy, the anger that you have. This is why everybody should guard what they see, what they watch, and how they feel. And as far as America's concerned, the whole thing has been the thing about race. It's always something, whether you be black, whether you be white, whether you be Indian, whether you be any other race, Chinese, Japanese, there's always some name calling, some childish name calling, some type of offense, even Jewish. Some name calling, some type of offense. But it's like somebody with the fishing hook putting the bait on the end, and they are looking to bait you. They are looking to that you will take a bite out of it. It's always some piece, that worm that's on the end of that bait, and you're the fish. And that worm that's on the end of that bait is some type of offense that fisherman is trying to evoke in you, trying to evoke an emotion in you, trying to evoke anger out of you, trying to get you to be riled up about one issue or another that don't even really matter when it comes to God. And this is what I'm saying. It's a trap. It's like a bear trap. All you do, that juicy piece of meat in there that gets you interested and riled up, whether that attention is good or bad, they'll get you riled up to a point to where you find yourself just angry at the person who they are pointing it towards. They said, oh, you remember in like elementary school when the kids go to the playground and they wanted to see a fight? Well, you get one little instigator in the crowd who would always be that one that said, oh, she said, or he said this about you. And then you get one of the persons that you said that to, or that little instigator said that to. They're like, what did you say about me? Blah, well, you're blah, 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 blah. Then you get another person on the other end. They're instigating, whispering in that other person's ear, ooh, they said this about you. And then you get the other kid, oh, what did you say about me? Blah, blah, blah. It's just like the devil sitting on the shoulder, figurative, if you can imagine what that looks like, okay? In that sense. And so the thing about it is you have one person instigating on another end who you deem as a friend, like when you're on the playground in that elementary school, and then you have another person on the other end who they deem as a friend who's whispering in their ear, oh, they said this and this and this about you and that about you and this. And then before you know it, you have two angry kids getting ready to fight. This used to happen in my elementary school. And so by the time both of them are really angry, somebody takes the first punch. And before you know it, you have two kids fighting, and the two little instigators are like, fight, 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 fight. Then you get all the other kids on the playground, and they are going to participate and cheer. They're going to take a side. Well, this is an example of those elements in our society that like to keep things riled up and stirred up. They like to keep people angry at each other, and it's a trick. It's a division trick. And those people, their inspiration, what is their inspiration? Their inspiration is the Satan. He loves to keep your division. He loves, not even the Satan, maybe even the Satan and the devil too. The devils are the little instigators that come in people's ears and say, oh, you know what? I'm better. Or this person thinks they're better than you because they are a different skin color than you. And the devils, they are the other little kids on the playground who are on both sides of each kid, spurring in each kid's ear. And they are telling each kid evil things that the other person said about them. And when you think about this scenario, that's how ridiculous what's going on in the world as far as racism and anti-Semitism. I mean, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And these type of things, the blacks, the whites, all of these issues, the Jewish issue, any issue that people have with another, or the Indians, it doesn't make a difference. It does not make any sense whatsoever. I don't care what part of the world you live in. I don't care where you come from. That division, it's always like when you're little kids, the little kids on the playground. It seems like that some things never change, and that's one of the things that never change. And in certain scenarios, the media is the little devils that whisper and instigate little things in people's ears to get them riled up so that they could be angry at each other, and so that every little thing that's said or done, it could be a reason for offense. And this is the things that are said. Freedom of speech, as far as that's concerned, as you can see, because people get offended by words, freedom of speech is slowly being taken away from people, and this is the things, this is the main things that are going on. So, you know, unfortunately, this is the world that we live in. It's up to the individual. It's some things that people need to do. People need to shut out certain things. They need to refuse to participate and refuse to hear evil things and evil reports about others. And because, you know, it could be Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, as we know in the Jewish community, is nothing more than the evil tongue. And evil tongue and gossip, when people think they're hurting someone else with the evil tongue and with the Lashon Hara, actually, in Hashem's eyes, in God's eyes, you are actually hurting yourself. Because the same way that you are, if you are falling victim to any wind of gossip, any wind of speculation, any wind of thinking evil of other people, if you fall into those types of traps and you're easily misguided and directed because you go with the crowd, you follow the crowd, following the crowd might not necessarily be right. One time or another, each one of us, we have to make the decision to judge things on our own reasonably and indiscriminately. And we need to have an open mind towards each other, because sometimes when someone speaks something really ignorant, they are not educated on that particular topic. And it's going to take the authority in us, the maturity of knowing Hashem, of God, is going to take that in us for the tables to be turned. Everybody has to make, you know, or should make a decision. It takes one person at a time to make a decision that they want peace for this world. In other words, the Tikkun Olam. You know, it's healing the world. If we want to bring healing to the world, it's going to take one person at a time. It's not going to take all of the conflict just because somebody else told you, somebody said something about you or towards you. It doesn't even necessarily make that true. You know, the thing, the main thing about it is you get a lot of that. You get a lot of somebody else saying that another person said something, they meant something, and the person who they are directing it to, the person who are listening to them, they are just as guilty. You know why? Because they wind up believing the garbage that is coming out of somebody else's mouth about another person without peaceably going directly to that person to ask them, what do you feel? It's just like in the media, you get clips, little clips of words that people say, but you don't get the whole thing. You just get clips and pieces because somebody want to make an evil predetermination about another person. And that's how people are misjudging each other. That's how all of this racism is in this world. And it's really, really a foolish, foolish thing when, like I said in the beginning of the program, the fishermen with the wormy bait at the end, they're taking that bait. They are taking that bait. And you know what? It's going to take you. It's going to take me. Stop taking that bait. If somebody comes, this is the way that I am. If someone comes to me and say that somebody said something derogatory, negative in every way, I'm like, okay, well, okay, you heard them say this, but I got to wonder, what did you say too? Or I'm like, oh, really? Did they say that? Well, you know what? Let's go to them. I want to know why they feel that way. And did they say, I go directly to the source. That is how you cut out. You got to cut out the middleman and go directly to the source. And the source will tell you exactly the way they feel. And if it was the truth, well, it will be exactly to the one that brought it to you, said it. If it's not the truth, well, you will find out that the person saying that about that other person, that Lashon Hara, you will find that that is the way that that person feels about you, themselves. So we have to use wisdom. We have to use the wisdom of Solomon. The wisdom of Solomon, what I mean by the wisdom of Solomon, King Solomon, is when King Solomon had the issue with the two women who had newborn babies. The newborn babies, they were born, and one woman, she fell asleep and she smothered her baby. And when she woke up, her baby was dead, and the other woman who had her baby, she took her baby and switched babies and gave her the dead baby and took the baby that was alive. And so King Solomon, sitting on his throne, he used wisdom. He had gotten Lashon Hara from the lady who stole the other lady's live baby because she killed her own baby. So he got Lashon Hara saying, hey, no, this is my baby. And the other lady said, no, she took my baby. She gave me the dead baby. And what was the wisdom of King Solomon? King Solomon, in all his wisdom, he determined who the owner of the baby was. So he told his guard, hey, come over here and cut this baby in half. And the real mother was saying, no, let her have the live baby. No, don't harm the child. Let her have the live baby. And now King Solomon, he said, hey, well, you know what? The other lady, she didn't have any reaction. She didn't care if this live baby was killed. But this one, the real mother, she ran and wanted to preserve the child's life. So she was willing to give up the child in order to preserve its life. And that's how King Solomon made the determination of who was lying and who wasn't. And the other lady, that Lashon Hara, everybody seen her for what she really was. And this is the judgments that we need to make. This is the things that we need to do. We need to judge wisely. We need to pray for wisdom. We need to pray for wisdom in King Solomon and everything, because the things about the he say, she say issues that are going on in the world, the things about the offenses that are in the world, these offenses, they will stop if people would just have wisdom and ask themselves, how would they feel if this certain thing was done to them? How would they feel in another person's shoes? We need to put ourselves in each other's shoes in order for that Tikkun Olam to take place, in order for that peace to take place with our brothers, with our sisters. Because, yes, everybody is related in a certain way. The only thing that is different about humans as a whole is our skin tone. Some of us may have melanin. Some of us don't have melanin. But the thing about it is nobody is a different species of creature. We all bleed red, and we all are a part of the creation, and we all are a part of the creation that God has made as human. Okay? So these different divisions, this is the way towards it. It needs to stop. Only you, only I, one person at a time, we can make a world better. And understand this, if someone comes to you with ignorance and says something that is just ignorant, it's not because maybe they're trying to even insult you. It could be because they know nothing about you. And it could be because they haven't had contact with anyone that looks like you. Because that's what I mean by walking in somebody else's shoes. There needs to be a cultural exchange so that people can understand each other. I believe if people understood the traditions and the customs of others in their cultures, where they were raised, where they grew up at, then all of this confusion will go away and there will be nobody who could just take it and run with it and run to you with it and make you angry with it. It seems like some people study what is the thing that really get under these people, these type of people's skin. What are the things that trigger them? What are the insults that you could say to these individuals in order to make them as a group mad at each other? So they separate people by groups. They separate people by races. They separate people by skin tone. And what they do is they get within these groups and find out what is the thing that pisses you off or pisses your people off the most. And it seems like within those particular groups of people, they can always find somebody who is willing to insult, to speak Lashon Hara on another group of people in order to keep them fighting, in order to keep the division going on. I was speaking to one of my coworkers and I was telling them, hey, you know, I still echo this. I remember a time where everybody used to watch Archie Bunker. I remember a time where it was funny, no matter what skin color you are. I remember the time I enjoyed the Dukes of Hazzards. Nobody really thought about the Confederate flag or what everything stood for. All we knew is we were watching a program, and it was funny. The Roscoe P. Coltrane with the dog Flash. I mean, we had a great time watching it. Nobody got offended. And as a matter of fact, during those times, even when Jefferson's or Sanford and Son comes on, any and everybody was starting to learn about each other. After Dr. King gave the speech, I Have a Dream, everybody started learning about each other after his assassination. Everybody wanted to know about the other culture. No, racism was looked down on. Everything that had to do with racism, it was a shame for people to be a racist during that time. And nobody got offended. Everybody joked. Everybody said everything the way they wanted to. But you know what? It seems like something, some dark, dark shadow has come over the world. And everybody all of a sudden wants to take offense to everything that's said. They don't have thick skin anymore. Everybody has thin skin. And it seems everybody takes offense. And everybody is ready to fight another person, just like those children on the playground with the media, with the new media and anything else, those little devils sitting on your shoulder, whispering in your ear, oh, she said this about you. Oh, he said this about you. Oh, he said this about you. Oh, she said this about you. You go back and you remember elementary school, the times on the playground. When little kids around wanted to instigate that fight and you had two little instigators, they were planning so that these two kids, they wanted to see who would beat the other one down. And you know what? You know how it ended up? Both of the kids wind up getting suspended or expelled from school for fighting. And in God's eyes, we are his children. What do you think is going to happen if all the different races of people are riled up and they wind up fighting? What do you think is going to happen? People are going to get suspended. And I say suspended, injured. And what do you think is going to happen? Expelled. Some people get killed. It's just a different scenario, but the same thing with the same meaning. All of the racism and all of the anti-Semitism, all of this foolish stuff, some of us, all of us, we need to grow up and become the adults and become the great people that God meant for us to be. And we need to realize one thing. Everybody is related in this world. Nobody is greater. Only God is great. That's where we should be with everything. And this is a problem. This is a problem. The divisions, the everything. And in order to make the Tikkun Olam come in the world, we got to start with ourselves. And you know, hey, if somebody comes to you with something ignorant to say to you, take it this way. Their life experiences might be different from your life experiences because they honestly might not know better, okay? They might not know better. And this is what I mean. This is what people are making themselves a bigger person, making themselves pleasing in God's sight when they have patience with others. Sometimes you have to go an extra mile and you have to have patience with other people and try to understand that not everybody have the same life experiences. But in that understanding, try to learn about those other people's life experiences. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. Learn about, take the time to learn about different cultures. Take that time before you prejudge what another person has been through. Because in my experience, there has been poor blacks, there has been poor whites, there has been rich blacks, there has been rich whites. And you know what? Skin color, it doesn't make a difference because everybody has been raised in different ways. Some were raised rich, some were raised poor. And you know what? It has nothing to do with the tone of your skin. And I'm just simply trying to tell everyone and to show you in this way how racism and anti-Semitism, how foolish it is. And I bet the very people that a person is despising or is racist towards, if they had gotten exposure to the culture or how those people really, really feel, they would not hate. The hate would go away because they would understand everybody is a person. They're everybody's people just like you with the same feelings. They have feelings. They hurt like you. They get tired of things like you. They have the same frustrations as you. And if you are just that type of person, you go with the crowd and you listen and you let media influence how you feel about another person, it's going to weaken you and it's going to sap your positive energy. You're not going to be the person that God meant you to be. You are going to be a negative person and those around you will feel that negativity off of you. So it's time, it's more beyond time for people to learn about each other. We should be more motivated about learning about different cultures. We all should be more motivated in traveling the world to try to find out and to understand what certain things mean in other cultures. It's just like learning a different language. One thing means a difference from the other. But the main thing about it is that understand that Hashem, God, he knows all cultures. He made all cultures. He made all cultures with feelings. He made them with hearts and everything. So it's just, you know, we are trying to please him and trying to be like him. And him, you know, the Hashem. So if you're trying to even just bring healing in the world, you can teach other people about your culture and why it is. And it doesn't have to be in an insulting way. It could be in a learning experience, in a learning way. And this is how Tikkun Olam, which is to heal the world, it could take place in the entire world. We just have to be willing. But I will be back right after this message, and thank you all for joining the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. I truly appreciate you guys.
Shalom, and hello to all of my supporters and listeners. This is Dr. Denise Lotatis, the host of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat on the Caribbean Radio Show. I proudly support the mission of Give Back Jamaica Incorporated and the founder, Dr. Evie, of the Caribbean Radio Show. Dr. Evie helps children and families throughout Jamaica through shoe donations. We urge our listeners to support this great cause by donation of shoes or any monetary gift of your choice. Any donation, big or small, makes a huge difference, especially during the hurricane season. You can contact Dr. Evie by email at givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Or you can visit the webpage at www.givebackjamaica.org. That is www.givebackjamaica.org. Whatever it takes to build a nation.
Each and every day I pray to get to know ya. Please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around all around, bring me down to negative vibes. I believe, yes, I believe, I say that I believe. I stand on two feet, one knee, brought down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight, and to the heights. Crown lights burning up, out of the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right. And I fight with all of my heart, and all of my soul, and all of my mind. I give myself to you from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a feeling. What's this feeling? My love will be holy in a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. And reveal your soul. You gotta give yourself up and then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and them don't even know. Them wanna live that fast life but your dream won't flow. You can shine and stay high, bound to stay low. You want God but you can't afflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy, he'll throw you a rope. You're looking for help from God, yeah, he couldn't be found. Searching up to that sky, looking beneath the ground. Like a king without his crown, you keep falling down. And I really want to leave, but can I get rid of your crown? You're trying to reach onto the heights and run down, bound on the ground. Giving up your pride, then you heard a sound. Out of night comes day, out of day comes light. And I fly to the one light, the light in the rain. Making room for his love and a fire gun blaze. Make room for his love and a fire gun blaze. What's this silly man of a river hole in a ceiling? I give myself to you from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being, and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now.
sinner who has hurt all mankind. Just a savior's own belief.
One love.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Hi again, everyone. I was just discussing about the divisions, how to overcome them. And right now, I just wanted to discuss some of the things that have taken place in the world. And unfortunately, of course, in Israel, we've heard, you know, last week, there has been an attack. And, you know, I was just speaking with someone. It has been a while. A big while since things of that nature happened, like in Jerusalem, you know, there was a bus attack where there was the explosion. And so this is a sad thing that some of the people, you know, had gotten injured and hurt, and that these things, these divisions, this thing is caught again. I noticed in the Times of Israel, they say it's a manhunt for the Jerusalem bomb attack. And so I really do hope and pray for the people that are affected in Jerusalem by this unfortunate occurrence, because he took two or whoever did this took two or three lives. And just this is to me, I mean, I don't really know what a person's mentality is when they just go out and do harm to an innocent person that may or may not have anything to do with whatever political agenda that they have. It's just mind-boggling. How people, they left consciousness. They have no consciousness and no love for people around them. So in any event, you know, everybody, you know, keep Israel in prayers and continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And it is, I know, everybody's hope around the world that the Mashiach, and what I say Mashiach means Messiah. Everybody hoped that the true Messiah of the living God would step forward and come and he will also help to solve and alleviate the problems that are going on in this world, because it is a lot. It's a lot of problems, and the element that need to be taken out of this world is the evil in it, the, you know, the Lashon Hara, the things that are causing men to have evil inclination, you know, and a lot of that has been going around. But if you're getting a lot of negative news without, you know, you're getting a lot of bad news rather than a lot of positive news, it's going to have an effect on people, and it's going to, you know, brainwash people. People need to really pay attention to what their children are watching on TV. You need to, everybody needs to really pay attention to the things and the events that are happening around them. And everybody needs to make a conscious decision. What do you yourself, you know, really want as a person? Do you want to live in peace with everyone? And if you run into somebody who is spewing vile ignorance at you, even speaking against your racial group, you know, or where your heritage group or whoever your demographic group or whatever you are, you know, you could be at McDonald's working and there could be a Taco Bell worker. I mean, goodness, you guys have an argument about who the best restaurant is, and you get criticized because you work at Taco Bell because there's beans involved in the recipes. And in McDonald's, you could get involved, you know, the Taco Bell worker could criticize the McDonald's worker. I mean, you know what? Just think about it, how foolishness all of the divisions in the world is. It truly is. And it tripped me out so much when everyone starts talking about, oh my goodness, outer space exploration. We would love to meet a space alien. How are you going to meet a space alien when you could hardly take care of the people that are like you, just different skin tones? I'm sure, well, me personally, I don't believe space aliens exist. I believe that they're angels or non-angels or bad angels and good angels. For any being to come and say that they're a space alien when they are really angels, that's deception anyways. But because it goes along with everything, because Hashem, God, he's aware of everything he created. And yes, he has created other beings other than us. I mean, you could get the description of an Ezekiel about the angels and how one has wheels and one has two or three wings. I mean, it amazes me how men and women want to reach out to another group of intelligent beings and say that they want to be friends with them, but can't even take care, can't even overcome the little elementary elements of a person being of a different nationality or a skin tone. I mean, people are not ready to meet Hashem or his angels. The reason why I say that is because people have not learned how to get along with their brothers and sisters around them. How could they possibly think that they could get along with the things that they call space aliens, because they are far different from human species, the angels. They are far different than human species. And the thing about it is, you could offend them to where they might vaporize you. You could offend them with one word. So if you, first, I believe people need to learn how to get along with each other. And this is just my opinion. People need to be serious about bringing Tikkun Olam, healing the world, into this world with each other, healing the issues among ourselves before we can even think about Mashiach or you know, being taught. Because if there's these divisions, and what if the Mashiach come? Are you going to like what race the Mashiach is? He could be someone you totally will not even be aware of. If you cannot handle the elementary problems of somebody being Chinese, Japanese, black, or white, how in the world do you figure you could reach out and make friends with what you call a space alien? Because you won't be. Or even, how could you say you love God? God is not the same as humans. So how could you say you love God and you hate your own species just because it has a different hair type or color than you? So come on, I just really want to help, and I really want to point out how foolish, how stupid, how pathetic racism and anti-Semitism is. People, if people start to use their brains and think with common sense, no person, no instigating person will be able to whisper in their ear and cause them to hate a person because they are different from they themselves. It just takes common sense. It takes common sense. And you know what? Another thing, it was an interesting conversation with one of the people I was talking to today, because she said something that was so very important to me today. She said, you know what? She said, racism is not, it's not, it doesn't come natural. Little babies are taught it. Kids are taught to hate somebody different from them. And you know what's amazing about it? In these kindergarten class, the crayons are all different colors. And kids love different colors. And it's the adults, it's the people with the knowledge of themselves that becomes aware of themselves, and they become aware of themselves and start determining that everybody that don't have something similar to they themselves are more inferior. People need to get off of this trip and kind of grow up, because it's not adult-like to hate. It's not. And the thing about majority of the people, a lot of the people that are hating sometimes could be in very, very religious, okay? And you know what? That's a shame. That's a shame, because if a very, very religious person say that they love God and they hate their brother who they see around them, what truth is in them, and how can they possibly get along with God, get along with his angels, get along with his Mashiach? How would they even listen to him? Because they won't listen to him. They will not listen to the Mashiach, the coming Messiah. They won't listen to him. And, you know, I kind of have a feeling that he will not come right now, because he's not wasting his time with this petty ignorance that is going around the world, and nobody is stepping up to make a difference or to change people into just accepting each other for the way he made them. Because if each person stayed within their own demographic group, I guarantee you they will find something wrong within their own groups, because maybe somebody's too tall, maybe somebody's too short, maybe somebody has red hair, maybe somebody has black hair, maybe somebody has green eyes, maybe somebody might have blue eyes. They are going to find, if there are these little instigating little demons around you that like to speak Lashon Hara on others who they barely know, they are going to find their way even within their own groups and find some type of a division. And if it's not something wrong with that person, guaranteed they will be jealous of something that that person has. Man needs to chill out and take authority over their fleshly evil inclinations, because that's exactly what's making this world go around. That's exactly what's on that TV and movie screen. That's exactly what's causing the divisions in this world. That's exactly what's taking peace from this planet, because people are so prejudiced. They have their own little prejudices, and those prejudices are not even justifiable. It's just the hate. People embrace hate, and this is an illness, if you ask me. It is an illness. It is something, and whatever they hate, the very thing that they hate is the thing that they need to be educated on, because it's ignorance. And people are educated out of their ignorance, we will have a better world that we live in. Or maybe some people have not even had the opportunity to know or to even be able to expand their horizons to find out what's on the other side of the people who they despise or hate. So once these things are crushed, these are some of the things that Dr. King has spoke about when he have a dream. And as I have a dream speech, that people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by their character. This is the things that Dr. King was trying to reach this world with. And everybody forgot the challenges. Everybody forgot the challenges of these things, of how everything was. Everybody forgot about the hate. And what gets me is the very people that are hating, little puppy, the very people that are hating, the very people that are hating are the very people that need that education on those different cultures. Nobody needs to hate. The very people that's hating, too, if someone is hating you, why imitate the person that is causing the hate? Why imitate the person that is causing the hate? Why not show them a different side? In that way, you're teaching them to be someone else. You know, you are the teacher. You are taking a higher ground, you know. And people, majority of the time, though, they need that education. So I just, you know, wanted to say it's going to start with one person at a time to make Tikkun Olam take place into the world. And I know other countries do not have the same challenges and the same issues as the United States do when it comes to racial issues. But then some countries do have the same issues and the same challenges. But because, I mean, to be honest, I mean, everywhere in the world is a diverse, there is a diversity, because everybody from every race lives in each part of the world. And so, therefore, this division, racism, and all of these things, the only way it's going to be eradicated is when people start to say no, when people start taking a stand against it and start realizing when someone is trying to use them as a pawn. In other words, there's a whole bunch of pawns running around. And you know what? Some of the things on that television screen or the social media that is making people so angry, these are brainwashing machines. And also with these brainwashing machines, somebody is happy to have control over you. I mean, people need to stop be in their common sense, okay? Because common sense will stop a lot of tragic things, and it will bring people together, and it will help people to be more peaceful towards each other and be, I mean, you know, kind of everybody just need that education towards each other when that hate comes up. Because you never can judge a person if you did not walk in their shoes. You don't know the battles that they're fighting or they have fought. You don't know what they've been through. So, hey, if this is a part of you, please cut it out. change the way you're doing things. And, you know, you yourself, even though it doesn't seem like it, you can make a big difference in the world. It starts one person at a time to bring Tikkun Olam, which is to heal the world. You could do it, and you could bring this into the world. Now, I know the time has wound down, and more than likely, I wanted to inform all of the listeners that the program times will change. I'm looking at the Black Jewish Queen Life chat. I'm looking to talk about maybe 3 p.m. So I will keep everybody updated on the blog, on Facebook. And I just wanted to say thank you, too, for your patience today, because, yes, there was a little problem with my things in the studio. So that's why it was such a long pause, and I didn't exactly get on time. But next Sunday, I will be on time, and especially at that time, the time may change to 3. So please look out for that when you come in and come into listening on the podcast. I just want to thank everybody for joining me. I appreciate your presence here and your patience. I am thankful for the faithful listeners, thankful for everybody. And until I speak with you next time, keep an eye on the updates on the blog. And also, if you could ever give to Evie's shoe donations, she's helping a lot of hurricane victims in Jamaica. Oh, we would highly appreciate that. And any support donations to us, hey, send it to our PayPal. It's just going to help us stay current and on the air and expand what we're subjects and on what we're talking about. And also it'll help bring guests on. So I just want to thank you. Thank everybody for joining the Caribbean Radio Show, the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat. I love chatting with you, and well, hopefully you'll listen to me next time. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Burn.